Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Joining us now, friend of the show on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Rob Reichel, Forbes Kindly Media. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Reichel. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. More info, call him, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Rob, how are you doing today, buddy?
I am outstanding. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing good, R&R.
Absolutely, man. Mother's Day coming up, the whole deal. Lots of going on. First off,
real quick, Sparky, what's our Hall of Fame countdown there for the great number 36?
How many days, Leroy? I'm sure you're checking it out.
I don't know. About 90 days, 80 days?
I don't know.
You don't got a calendar at home? You're just checking off the days, too?
No, I didn't even know until Rob just brought it up.
You didn't know you were going to the Hall of Fame?
Nope.
Weren't you there? You forgot?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Sure you did. Okay.
We got to have a big party at some point.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Rob, I want to know from you right away, your initial thoughts that from that Thursday night when they took both those defensive players and didn't go wide receiver, and what was that initial reaction Thursday night before, you know, they did what they did on Friday?
Yeah, I didn't like it at all, Sparky. I'll be honest with you. I think we're going to look back 3-4 years down the road, and we're going to say that this wound up being a pretty good draft. But in terms of getting you over the hump in 2022 and maybe 2023 to catch the Rams of the world, to catch Tampa Bay, to stay ahead of the Dallases and the 49ers of the world and people like that, they needed to get themselves up in that top 10 or 12 range. And they obviously didn't do it, and they watched wide receivers fly off the board between picks 8 and 18 when 6 of them left. And I thought Brian Gutekunst really needed to get up into that range, Sparky, and get one of those guys. They're going to be playing football this fall with a whole bunch of number 3 wide receivers. I mean, best-case scenario, Watson turns out to be a number 2 here by the time you get to the postseason. But the rest of that group is kind of ragtag, and it's a bunch of number 3s and 4s for the most part. And it's going to be hard to win playoff games when Tom Brady's going to put up 30 points on you or Matthew Stafford's going to put up 30 points on you with that group of wide receivers. And Spark, I'm fascinated now over the next, 6 to 9 months, whatever it turns out to be, to watch how Aaron Rodgers handles this situation. It's far and away, at least on paper going into the season, guys, the worst group of pass catchers he's ever going to play with. Or that he's played with in his 15 years now as a starter. So my initial reaction Thursday, Sparky, was Brian Gutekunst dropped the ball on that. He had 2 1s and 2 2s. It was the first time that had happened in Green Bay since 1967, so a 45-year window. He had so much ammunition and draft capital and possibilities to get into that top 12 or 14, whatever it needed to be, Sparky, to get the wide receiver that he liked, that, maybe not the most, but certainly in the top 3, and he didn't do it, and I think it's going to really hurt him this year coming up, guys, when they try to catch the big boys of the league.
Robbie, didn't 1 year, though, was that Arizona had to play with Jeff Janis and Jared Aberderis as their starting receivers?
Yeah, he did, and it was a playoff game, if you remember, Gary, and they struggled all night until they hit a couple Hail Marys late, and then Arizona beat him on the big play late in the game. I think, Fitzgerald went nuts and ran one whatever after a catch and run for 70 yards or something. Gary, they're going to have to win football games in just a far different manner this year.
Correct.
Guys, I think here's the glass half full look. I think the defense is going to be sensational. It's going to be their best defense since the 2010 Super Bowl championship team. It should be top 5. They've got outstanding, playmaking, difference-making type players at every level, guys, and it really should be an outstanding defense. And I think Gutekunst did a sensational job replenishing the depth and the talent on the offensive line. So I think the offensive line, you know, they cross their fingers, obviously, on Bakhtiari and Jenkins. But once that group gets healthy, guys, that could be a dominant unit. You've got two really good running backs. You know, so to me, guys, they're going to have to win football games with the run game and the defense. The tricky part about that is getting the quarterback to buy in. I mean, they've been 60% pass, guys, 40% run since Rodgers took over in 08. And similar numbers to what Favre was for his 16 years as a starter. And I think Matt LaFleur would love to play football 50-50 this upcoming season. The question is, you know, could he get Aaron Rodgers to do that and not go up to the line of scrimmage, guys, and change 1 out of 5, 1 out of 7, 1 out of 10 plays every single drive?
Well, who's he going to throw it to? You got nobody to throw it to, Robbie.
But Gary, that's going to be a tough sell to a $50 million quarterback.
Yeah, he's got nobody to throw it to, so he's not going to have a choice. Who's he going to throw it to?
I'll stop.
Well, I'm just saying if this what Robbie's saying, the receivers are not good.
He's still changed, you know, a quarter of the plays or 15%. None of us will ever know the exact number, but we know he's changing plays pretty consistently over there, and he still went ahead and changed them all, and they finished every year, you know, throwing the ball 62% of the time or, you know, whatever the number is. It's always been in those low 60s there, and I'm with you, Gary. He doesn't have a lot of options right now in the passing game, but that doesn't mean he doesn't love to wing the ball around the yard and he won't go up to the line of scrimmage and change the play.
Yeah, I don't have a mind of change the play level that works. I mean, I just want it to work. Here's why I thought I did like the draft. I didn't want them to draft two wide receivers and put pressure on two young kids coming in to try to be flawless and replace Davante Adams. The history has shown, as you know, Rob, in the second round, they usually get the receiver they want. That's why I was a big Christian Watson guy. I think Christian Watson actually was one of their top guys on their board. And once Olave went to the Saints and these, you know, six receivers went, okay, well, let's get better on defense. Let's think about one of the reasons why we weren't in the Super Bowl the last 3 years, because let's be honest, they probably should have been in the Super Bowl 3 straight years. But something on the defense happens, and we're not giving Rodgers a pass when we're saying this, Rob. I'm just thinking that he had to replace the Darius Smith, and they did that with the 22nd pick. The 28th pick, they got guys who are ready to play because they're in a short window, as you pointed out. They're in a short window for 3 years to get to the Super Bowl. I think the first three picks did that. These guys are ready to play.
Well, I agree with you, Leroy, on the defensive side of the ball. I think Watson's a couple years away from really being a major difference maker. You look at their history, guys, and the second-round wide receivers they've taken have really panned out, and they've hit home runs. But for the most part, guys, that has come in year three. When you go back and look at the pattern, Davante Adams had his breakout year in 2016, his third year. Jordy Nelson with the second-round pick, and it took him until the Super Bowl year.
And you're right about Jennings, too. You're right. Yep.
To break out. Greg Jennings was, mm-hmm. you know, that way. Randall Cobb had a little bit of an impact early, but that was more as a return man. He didn't break out until about 13, 14, his third, fourth year in the league. And now you talk about, you know, now you talk right now, guys, about Watson. And guys, in 52 college games, he had 105 receptions. I mean, we're talking two per game. And I know it was a run-first offense, but it's also a really small school. It's going to be a tough ask, guys, of him to come in and catch, I would say, more than 35 to 40 balls next year. I would assume by far the leading pass catcher is going to be Aaron Jones. And now, guys, you get to the postseason, and how do you win games? I'm kind of with you, Leroy. They've got to win with that defense first right now, because mm-hmm. I think those two kids they drafted there are going to come in. They're going to be major difference makers. I think Wyatt could completely change the look of them up front, especially on 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12 situations, guys. When they're coming with Clark and Wyatt up the middle, and they're coming with Smith and Gary off the edges, I mean, that's going to be dynamic. That's going to be outstanding. We'll see what they get out of Walker, guys, right away. I mean, he was really a 1 year starter at Georgia. Didn't make a ton of plays. Devondre Campbell's probably going to be ahead of him, obviously, when they're in dime. When they're in nickel, they could be dangerous as hell with Campbell and Walker. But guys, they're going to have to lean on that defense in that run game, to me, to get back to that level of 13, 14 wins and chasing Super Bowls. And again, I think the number one question now going into the season. Can you get Aaron Rodgers to buy into that? Kind of like Denver did, guys, late in John Elway's career when they leaned on, you know, Terrell Davis first in a turnover. And sadly, the way you remember this, but a defense that forced a ton of turnovers and leaned on Terrell Davis and didn't ask John Elway to carry the load quite as much. That's how Denver finished things off. And I just don't know that Aaron Rodgers wants to play football that way.
Yeah, Rob, I also think that special teams would be better, too, with some of these young guys if they're not able to beat out some of the current guys. And, Rob, I want to ask you a question overall as the NFL. Not so much who did great in the draft, but I want to know about the overall NFL. They announced some of the games going overseas. I mean, to have a game in Germany with Tampa, the NFL is, you know, I mean, this is just unbelievable. I never thought they would have a football game in Munich, Germany. I mean, what do you think about them expanding it a little bit, having so many games out of the country and Mexico
City?
Well,
by going to 17, it certainly gave them some of those options.
Yep.
I mean, you could have never gotten Green Bay to give up a home game or whatever like that in the past. It's this odd type of schedule where you've got a 9 and an 8, and it fluctuates every other year between your home and away. It has allowed them to open up and do some of those things, which, I mean, Leroy, I mean, the popularity of this league, and you know what, it was huge on, and Gary too. I mean, it was really on the rise in the 80s and 90s when you guys played, in Leroy, even into the early olds. But, I mean, it has absolutely taken off and flown. I look at some of the numbers that come in, and, you know, you've got a Thursday night game between the Jaguars and the Browns, and it whips the NBA Finals, you know, a Bucks-Phoenix game, you know, game 4 or something like that. I mean, it doesn't matter when you put this league on a Tuesday, a Thursday. We've seen this, guys, in, you know, through COVID and with snowstorms and things like that over the last 5 years. The popularity of the league is just, I never envisioned it would get to this level, and they're smart to take it overseas and expand and, you know, and hit those markets. And I can't even imagine what a ticket for Packers Giants is going to wind up going for, you know, here in early October. The league is really smart. They're taking full advantage of the fact they're in this remarkable period here of growth and popularity. I don't know if you would have ever thought this was possible when, you know, you came into the league in the early 90s.
No doubt. Rob, yeah. We got to roll, baby.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Rob, thanks a lot, man. Rob Reichel, Forbes, and Conley Media on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Tire and Drivers
good
right
stuff,
now.
Rob.
For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.